Recall that green infrastructure incorporates both the natural environment and engineered systems to provide clean water, protect ecosystem functions, and provide a wide array of benefits to people and wildlife. The problems we face are post-development issues. With development comes a loss of natural land and open space, a diminution of the drinking water supply through a reduction quantity and quality, and increased cost for infrastructure maintenance. The solution to this problem is wiser development. Green infrastructure design and smart growth incorporate less land clearing, reduced infrastructure costs, improved regional water quality, and reduced stormwater runoff. All of these concepts can be incorporated into the design of new cities. Innovative design comes into play when determining how to retrofit existing infrastructure with better management practices. At the regional scale, green infrastructure makes use of the interconnected network of open spaces, forested areas, floodplains, wetlands, and other natural areas that assist in the improvement of water quality. The green infrastructure concept image represents this connection through the use of corridors. It simultaneously offers other ecosystem services such as recreational opportunities, wildlife habitats, air quality control, and mitigation of the urban heat island effect. On a smaller site-based scale, green infrastructure consists of location-based management approaches that are specifically intended to mimic the natural hydrologic cycle by collecting runoff water close to where it falls. Location-based management, such as green spaces in the location-based image, roadside rain gardens, swales, and infiltration basins are some of the few concepts that can be employed.